brez ustave nad migrante. V petek je portugalsko ustavno sodišče presodilo, da je 5 določb nedavno sprejetega zakona o tujcih neustavnih. Predsednik države Marcelo Rebelo de Sousa je na to izkoristil pravico do veta, zakon pa se je vrnil v obravnavo poslancem, ki so na parlamentarnih počitnicah do septembra. Predsednik de Sousa je sicer ustavno sodišče 24. julija zaprosil, da v 15 dneh preventivno preveri 7 določb zakona, ki ga je parlament sprejel dober teden prej. Zakon med drugim omejuje združevanje družin migrantov in predvideva ustanovitev nove enote za nadzorovanje meja, ki bi delovala v okviru policije. Nad kratkim rokom za preverbo ustavnosti so se pritožili sodniki, ki so glasovali, da so določbe ustavne. Predsednik vlade Luis Montenegro, ki vodi demokratično zavezništvo, sestavljeno iz liberalnih socialdemokratov ter desno-sredinske ljudske stranke, je pred razsodbo dejal, da jo bo v vsakem primeru sprejel in bo v primeru neustavnosti določb našel zakonito pot za sprejetje zakona. Odločitev sodišča komentira študent Hugo Martinho Chavez.
The reason why the Constitutional Court blocked it, it's mainly due to restrictions to family reunions. Like, you know, because immigrants come with their families, right? And the new government was putting big challenges to family reunification in Portugal. And that was a big issue because our constitution prohibits that, you know, like the law could not be so strict regarding family reunions. That's the main reason why it was blocked.
Zakon o tujcih ureja vstop, bivanje in prebivanje tujih državljanov na Portugalskem, med sedaj zavrnjenimi spremembami pa je bila tudi uvedba strožjih pogojev za združevanje družin. Zakon je na glasovanju podprla vladajoča koalicija s podporo skrajno desne stranke Čega. Proti zakonu so med drugim glasovale socialistična stranka, zeleno-leva stranka Livre in komunistična stranka. Sprejeti zakon je določal, da bi tuji državljani lahko zaprosili za združitev družine šele po 2 letih prebivanja v državi z izjemami za mladoletne otroke. Prav tako bi ukinil avtomatsko odobritev statusa prebivanja za brazilske državljane. Zakon je predvideval tudi strožje pogoje za vizume za iskalce zaposlitve, ki bi bili sedaj omejeni na visoko usposobljene posameznike. Ti morajo z delom začeti v 120 dneh od prihoda, v nasprotnem primeru morajo zapustiti državo, za vizum pa lahko vnovič zaprosijo po 1 letu. Vsebino zakona predstavi sogovornik.
The law basically restricted the rights of foreigners to work in Portugal and come to Portugal pretty much because previously, because right now we have a center-right government, previously we had a center-left government, and under the center-left government, the laws were more lenient towards immigrants coming to the country. They could really easily come into Portugal. You could say we had a sort of an open border policy. Because people could just come with a tourist visa and stay here. And now the center-right government started with an approach that was like, okay, we're going to favor Portuguese-speaking people from, like, you know, countries like Angola, Mozambique, Brazil, etc., and block people from, you know, other countries. Of course, Europeans not involved because we have the Schengen area and all that, so Europeans were not involved, are not touched by this law. And they started with this approach. But then with pressure from the far right, they really restricted to everyone who was not European. So it didn't matter if you came from a Portuguese-speaking country outside of Europe or if you came from, you know, another country from outside of Europe, you're going to be more restricted.
Novembra lani je še nekdanja vlada, prav tako pod vodstvom Montenegra, potrdila ukinitev tako imenovanega mehanizma izjave o interesu. To je mehanizem, ki je tujim državljanom omogočal, da so v državo vstopili s turističnim vizumom in nato pridobili dovoljenje za prebivanje. Ta možnost je bila na voljo posameznikom s portugalsko davčno identifikacijsko številko in pogodbo o zaposlitvi ali samozaposlitvi, ki so vplačevali prispevke v programe socialne varnosti. Zakon, ki ga je ustavno sodišče blokiralo, je določal dokončno ukinitev mehanizma. Kljub temu je zakon določal prehodno obdobje za tuje državljane, ki so bili registrirani v programih socialne varnosti in so imeli zaposlitev 3. junija lani. Tisti, ki ustrezajo obema kriterijama, bodo lahko do 31. decembra zaprosili za dovoljenje za prebivanje, na to bi prehodni režim prenehal veljati. Mehanizem in njegovo ukinitev predstavi Chavez.
We had a manifestation of interest that basically allowed you free access into the country. So, you know, if you could come really easily with a tourist visa, so like I specified, you know, you don't have to be like people who are not European pretty much. They could come on a tourist visa and then apply for a residency. And from that moment onwards, everything would become easier for them to work, which was positive back then. And it still is in many ways, because Portugal's economy depends on immigrants, mainly on sectors like, you know, fisheries, agriculture, etc. And the thing is, you know, it was very easy. But the issue that this generated pretty much was that people got really scared of specifically southern Asian immigrants, mainly from India, Pakistan, Nepal, etc., because they felt that like the cultural shock was too big. And the thing is, you know, it became a sort of a substantial, you know, for a considerable amount of Portuguese people, it became a bit of a shock that this manifestation of interest just allowed a lot of people to get in, and like that's how the manifestation of interest worked, and it became, you know, it became with a lot of right-wing propaganda too, it became very clear that like for Portuguese people in their mind, you know, the narrative that was built that this manifestation of interest had to be eliminated from our legislative process.
V okviru zakona bi vlada ustanovila novo enoto za nadzorovanje meja. Za izvrševanje migrantskih in azilnih politik je bila na Portugalskem zadolžena služba za tujce in meje, ki je delovala pod okvirjem Ministrstva za notranje zadeve. Leta 2023 je takratni notranji minister José Luis Carneiro predstavil načrt, v okviru katerega bi oktobra istega leta ministrstvo začelo z ukinjanjem službe. Načrt je predvideval tudi prenos administrativnih zadev, povezanih s tujimi državljani, na Agencijo za integracijo, migracije in azil. Sogovornik pove, da bi vlada s takšno agencijo zapolnila luknjo, ki je nastala po ukinitvi.
A few years ago, we had a very negative situation, if I'm not wrong, in the Lisbon airport, in which some Ukrainians, some Ukrainian refugees or immigrants were murdered under the watch of the SEF, which is the Serviço de Estradas e Fronteiras, serves for roads and borders. And basically, it created a very weird circumstance because like these people were murdered under their jurisdiction. And back then, the socialist government, the socialist party government, the center-left government, decided that it was better to take off and dismantle this you know, administration. But the issue is they generated a vacuum in which basically they took it off and created and they strengthened their open border policy. And the issue for the Portuguese public is that the impression they had was that there was no more border control, because the socialist government did not provide with an alternative administration for the SEF administration. And so the right-wing government, what they're doing is filling up this vacuum by tasking it to the, you know, PSP, which is Polícia de Segurança Pública, or you know, public safety police, which is, you know, it's the type of police that you have in big cities in Portugal. However, there is some skepticism in Portuguese society regarding if this would be effective or not, because this police administration does, like, they do not generally handle these matters, and they're quite known to be quite rough and not as professional as, for example, Polícia Judiciária or Judiciary Police, which are known for tracking down corrupt politicians in Portugal. They're the most respected institution within the country. But there's a lot of, you know, legal and constitutional dynamics around this. So, yeah, this is like, you know, in practical terms, what this new administration within the public safety police would do is pretty much continue the work of SEF, the, you know, borders, Rosen Borders, you know, administration that we had. But there is, like I mentioned, quite a big degree of skepticism in Portugal right now if this would, you know, if it would work, if it would indeed be the answer for these things.
V začetku maja je prejšnja Montenegrova vlada napovedala množične deportacije nedokumentiranih migrantov. V prvem tednu po predstavitvi so portugalske oblasti poslale 4500 odredb o deportaciji, po prejetju odredbe pa imajo migranti 20 dni časa, da državo zapustijo ali se na odredbo pritožijo. Migrante, ki se z odredbo ne strinjajo, lahko oblasti privedejo na sodišče ali jih pošljejo v centre za repatriacijo migrantov.
There was a lot of immigrants who were sent back to their own countries, some stayed, a minority stayed. But right now there's been an intense tracking in Portugal regarding the matter. You know, there's Indian immigrants who are literally being almost persecuted by the police because, you know, technically, you know, it's a very complicated situation because there were a lot of gray areas in the former government regarding how immigrants could get here. And the new government, it's their interpretation that they have to fix this. But the issue right now is there's a lot of immigrants who are trapped between the choices that they made in the past by coming here and being promised, you know, a job and, you know, being promised a stability, but, you know, the Portuguese state not being able to fully implement them into the Portuguese society with, like, you know, in a duly legal way.
Februarja je sicer vlada naznanila, da bo zgradila dva centra za repatriacijo, sredstva za 30-milijonsko investicijo pa bo črpala tudi iz načrta za okrevanje in odpornost. Eden izmed centrov bo zgrajen v občini Odivelas, blizu prestolnice Lizbona, lokacija drugega centra pa ni znana. Oba centra bosta lahko sprejela do 300 migrantov, več sogovornik.
It is still not very clear how this... You know, when you look at the current legislative background in Portugal, it's still not very clear how they would fully operate. Because right now, with the you know, with the center right negotiating with the far right, and with the socialists constantly intervening on the matter, and with also, you know, we've been talking about the foreigners law, but there's also the nationality law, which has been quite controversial because it would imply people being stripped away of their Portuguese passport, like they're trying to do in France too, because for committing crimes and stuff like that. It's been passed to September, so no one can really say what's going to happen in the upcoming months or the upcoming years because of the instability in the Portuguese legislative background with a minority government, like I mentioned.
Portugalska vlada je pri sprejetju zakona naletela na oviro ustavnega sodišča, ki je začasno zaustavilo njen načrt. Izgradnja centrov za repatriacijo in množični izgoni nedokumentiranih migrantov pa so zgovoren dokaz, da bo trenutno desno-sredinska koalicija še naprej iskala rešitve za izvajanje protimigrantskih politik. Offside je pripravil Tim.